Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get you moving, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Today, we're diving into something real, something relatable, something that can feel like a constant battle. Emotional triggers. Ever find yourself spiraling down the rabbit hole after someone says one little thing? Yeah, me too. We've all got those buttons, those specific things that send our emotions haywire. It could be a comment about your appearance, a past experience brought up, or even just the smell of a certain food. Today, we're going to unpack these emotional triggers, understand why they exist, and most importantly, learn how to navigate them like the bosses we are. First things first, you're not alone in this game. Every single human being on this planet has emotional triggers. They're a natural part of our wiring, shaped by our experiences, beliefs, and past traumas. It's how our brain is hardwired to protect us. It sees something that feels threatening or unsafe, and bam. The alarm bells go off, sending us into fight or flight mode. But here's the catch. These triggers often stem from things that aren't actually dangerous in the present moment. That's where the real struggle comes in, right? We react with outdated responses to situations that no longer pose a threat. So how do we break free from this emotional rollercoaster? Here are 5 key takeaways that might just change the game for you. 1. Awareness is power. The first step to mastering your emotions is understanding them. Pay attention to what sets you off, not just the big, dramatic moments, but also those subtle little things that can throw you off balance. Keep a journal, track your moods, and notice patterns. This awareness helps you identify your triggers before they take control. Think of it like having a cheat sheet for your own emotional landscape. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Once you know your triggers, start questioning the thoughts that pop up when you encounter them. Are these thoughts realistic? Are they based on facts or old wounds? Remember, your thoughts aren't always accurate reflections of reality. 3. Reframe your perspective. Instead of letting your emotions dictate your actions, try to reframe the situation in a more positive light. Ask yourself, is there another way to look at this? Can I find any silver linings in this experience? This shift in perspective can help you break free from the cycle of negativity and create space for healthier responses. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're not a robot. You're human, and emotions are part of the package. When you feel triggered, don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge your feelings, but don't let them consume you. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide invaluable support and guidance. Sharing your experiences and getting an outside perspective can help you develop coping mechanisms and build resilience. Think about that time you were feeling super stressed out, maybe about a deadline at work or an upcoming presentation. You probably felt your heart racing, your palms sweating, and your mind spinning with anxious thoughts. Sound familiar? Now imagine you're sitting down for a cup of tea, taking deep breaths, and reminding yourself that this is just a temporary feeling. That this deadline won't define your entire worth. You might even put on some calming music or take a short walk to clear your head. See what I mean? We can choose how we respond to these triggers, even when they feel overwhelming. By practicing self-awareness, challenging our thoughts, and seeking support, we can gradually shift from reacting impulsively to responding thoughtfully and calmly. Listen, you are capable of so much more than letting your emotions dictate your life. You have the power to break free from these chains, step into your own strength, and live with more intention and purpose. Remember, this journey isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Keep showing up for yourself, keep learning, keep growing, and never underestimate the power of your own resilience. Now, go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little extra motivation today. And hit us up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay driven and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.